Hang et al. Evo Devo 2010, 110 http://www.evodevajournal.com/content/1/1/10. Research. Open access. Genomic insights into WNT signaling in an early diverging metazone. The Teneforniemiopsis leadii Kevin Pang 1, Joseph F. Ryan 2, NISC Comparative Sequencing Program 3, James C. Mulliken 2, Andreas D. Baksevenis 2, Mark Q. Martindale 1. Abstract background. Intercellular signaling pathways are a fundamental component of the integrating cellular behavior required for the evolution of multicellularity. The genomes of three of the four early branching animal phyla, Cnidaria, Placozoa and Porifera, have been surveyed for key components, but not the fourth, Ctenophora. Genomic data from ctenophores could be particularly relevant, as ctenophores have been proposed to be one of the earliest branching metazone phyla. Results: a preliminary assembly of the Lobert Ctenophorniemiopsis leadii genome generated using next-generation sequencing technologies were searched for components of a developmentally important signaling pathway, the WNTB catenin pathway. Molecular phylogenetic analysis shows four distinct WNT ligands, MLWNT6, MLWNT9, MLWNTO and MLWNTX, and most, but not all components of the receptor and intracellular signaling pathway were detected. In situ hybridization of the four WNT ligands showed that they are expressed in discrete regions associated with the arboreal pole, tentacle aperiti and apical organ. Conclusions: ctenophores show a minimal, but not obviously simple, complement of WNT signaling components. Furthermore, it is difficult to compare the Niemiopsis WNT expression patterns with those of other metazones. Minimal expression of WNT pathway components appears later in development than expected, and zygotic gene expression does not appear to play a role in early axis specification. Notably absent in the Niemiopsis genome are most major secreted antagonists, which suggests that complex regulation of this secreted signaling pathway probably evolved later in animal evolution. Background: the overwhelming majority of phylogenetic studies identify four clades of metazone animals that branched off before the origin of the bilateria. These include cnidarians, corals, sea anemones and jellyfish, porifarans, sponges, placozoans, trichoplacts, and ctenophores, comb jellies, figure 1a. Often referred to as basal metazones, diploblasts or non-bilaterians, these four clades display radically different adult body plans and developmental programs from one another. The exact relationship of these early branching taxa to one another remains contentious. Although morphological data correspondence, M.Q. Martin, at, hoai.edu 1QALO Marine Laboratory, Pacific Biosciences Research Center, University of Hawaii at Manoa, Honolulu, HI, USA. Full list of author information is available at the end of the article. Suggest that porifarans and placozoans were the earliest metazone lineages, followed by cnidarians and then ctenophores, figure 1b, 1.2. Molecular studies have led to a number of different hypotheses regarding early animal evolution. Studies using 18S ribosomal RNA have suggested that sponges were the earliest branch, followed by ctenophores, thereby making them more basal compared with the classification based on morphological studies, figure 1C, 3-6. With the dawn of phylogenomics, the position of the ctenophores has continued to be contentious. The ctenophores have been positioned as sister to all other metazoans, figure 1D, 7.8. Grouped with the cnidarians in a clade known as the Coelenterata, figure 1e, 9, and considered sister to the clade comprising Bilateria, Placozoa and Cnidaria, figure 1f, 10. Additionally, a combined morphological and phylogenomic, copyright sign, 2010 Pang et al., licensee Biomed Central Limited. This is an open access article distributed under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution License, http://creativecommons.org/licenses, /BY/2.0, which permits unrestricted use, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided the original work is properly cited. Pang et al., Evo Devo 2010, 110http://www.evodevajournal.com/content/1/1/10, page 2 of 15. Figure 1 Nonbilaterian Animal Relationships, A. Representative images of nonbilaterian animals, Ctenophora, Nemeopsis leedii, Cnidaria, Nematostella victensis, Placozoa, Trichoplaxid herons, and Porifera, Decidia spp. Photos courtesy of William E. Brown and Eric Rotinger, B.G., Alternate Hypotheses on Early Animal Evolution and the Placement of the Ctenophores, based on, B., Morphological Data, C., 18S Ribosomal RNA Results, D.F., Different Phylogenomic Analyses and, G., A Combined Morphological and Phylogenomic Approach. Analysis has even suggested a monophyly of the basal metazones in the clade Diploblastica, which is sister to the Bilateria, figure 1 G, 11. As yet, there is very little consensus as to the placement of Ctenophora in the animal tree of life. Fortunately, genomic data, gene content and complexity, and information on overall genomic structure can prove useful in resolving the relationship of these clades to one another. The genomes of the anthozoan Cnidarian Nematostella vectinus, 12, the hydrozoan Cnidarian Hydromagna papillata, 13, the placozoan Trichoplaxid herons, 14, and the sponge Amphimedon queenslandica, 15, have already proven to be invaluable resources in the effort to understand the genomic makeup of the earliest metazoans, along with data from other sponges, 16, the genomic data from Chona flagellates, 17.18, the sister group of metazoans, have provided significant insight into the molecular complexity present in the closest extant unicellular ancestor of animals. Nonetheless, the available data from ctenophores, that is, the modest expressed sequence tag, EST, sets from two species, Nemeopsis leedii and Pleurobrachia pileus, is far from sufficient to resolve the placement of this enigmatic lineage. Unlike the other nonbilaterians, ctenophores display a stereotypical developmental program, figure 2a, with a well-studied cell lineage, 19.20. The first two cleavages are equal and meridional, whereas the third cleavage is unequal and oblique. At this stage, the 8 macromeres divide unequally to give off micromeres at the future arboreal pole. Many of the early blastomeres in ctenophore embryos display a precocious determination of cell fate that is consistent with segregation of cytoplasmic determinants, although some inductive interactions are known to occur. 21. Unfortunately, no good molecular candidates for cell fate specification determinants have been identified in ctenophores. The primary adult body axis, the oral arboreal axis, is established at the time of the first cleavage, 22, and early cleavages are important for localizing developmental potential, 23. The oral arboreal axis of larval or cedipid and adult ctenophores is demarcated by the mouth at the oral pole and the apical sensory organ at the arboreal pole, figure 2b. Additionally, there are two planes of rotational symmetry, the tentacular plane, which passes through the two tentacles, and the oesophageal or sagittal plane, which is perpendicular to the tentacular plane. Ctenophores also possess complex features, such as a well-developed muscular system composed of non-epithelial muscle cells and a nervous system that comprises sensory cells and a subepidermal nerve net, reviewed in, 24. Although ctenophores have proven to be exceptional experimental embryological material, very little is known about the identity of the exact genes and proteins involved in specifying the body axes. To date, work on ctenophores has focused mainly on different families of transcription factors, including SOX, 25, FOX, 26, TBOX, 27, and HOMEABOX, 28.29, yet nothing is known about the cell signaling pathways. Bilaterian model systems have identified a limited number of cell signaling Pang et al. Evo Devo 2010, 110 http://www.evodevajournal.com/content/1/1/10, page 3 of 15, figure 2 Ctenophore development and body plan, A, early cleavage from egg to 60 cell stage, based on Martindale and Henry, 20, and others. The top row shows the view from the arboreal, or vegetal, pole and the bottom row shows the lateral view, with the oral pole at the bottom. The first two divisions are equal and meridional, and the third cleavage is unequal and oblique, giving rise to middle, M, and end, E, macromeres. Subsequent divisions are unequal, with micromeres given off at the arboreal pole, B, basic ctenophore body plan, as shown during the cydippid stage. The oral pole is the location of the mouth, which opens to the pharynx. The pharynx leads internally to the gut and endodermal canals, yellow. Also shown are paired tentacle bulbs, from which the tentacles grow, the 8 comb rows, and the apical sensory organ located at the arboreal pole. Pathways, including the WNTB catenin, TGFB, hedgehog, notch, receptor tyrosine kinase, and JAK-STAT pathways. These pathways generally involve an extracellular and often diffusible, ligand, transmembrane receptor, intracellular signal transduction amplification system and, interestingly, a system of antagonists that can be used to further regulate informational content. These systems are used repeatedly in different tissues throughout the life history of organisms, 30, with the basic elements of these systems arising early in animal evolution, 31. In this study we examined the WNTB catenin signaling pathway in the ctenophore nemiopsis leadii, figure 3. In this pathway, the absence of a WNT ligand results in the shunting of cytoplasmic B catenin into a destruction complex of axin, adenomatous polyposis coli, APC, and glycogen synthase kinase 3, GSK3, 32. GSK3 phosphorylates specific residues in the amino terminus of B catenin, thereby targeting B catenin for degradation via ubiquitination. T cell specific transcription factor lymphoid enhancer binding factor, TCF-LIF, interacts with the repressor Groucho to suppress specific target genes. When the WNT ligand is present, it activates the signaling cascade by first binding to the 7 transmembrane receptor frizzled, FZD, along with a coreceptor, lipoprotein receptor related protein 5/6, LRP56, WNT binding results in the phosphorylation of disheveled, DSH, thereby activating it. DSH inhibits GSK3 activity, which allows active, non-phosphorylated catenin to accumulate in the cytoplasm. Increasing levels of cytoplasmic B catenin promotes translocation to the nucleus, where it interacts with TCF-LIF, and other cofactors, to enhance transcription of target genes. Recent work in a number of cnidarian species has shown that the WNT pathway is evolutionarily highly conserved. Pang et al. Evo Devo 2010, 110 http://www.evodevajournal.com/content/1/1/10, page 4 of 15. Figure 3 overview of WNTB catenin signaling ctenophore pathway, A, when WNT signaling is inactive, cytoplasmic B catenin protein is bound by the destruction complex of axin, glycogen synthase kinase 3, GSK3, and adenomatous polyposis coli, APC. While sequestered, GSK3 phosphorylates B catenin, which targets B catenin for ubiquitination and degradation, B, in the presence of a WNT ligand, the pathway is activated. WNT binds to the 7 transmembrane receptor frizzled and its co-receptor lipoprotein receptor-related protein 5/6, LRP5/6, which causes disheveled, DSH, to be activated. DSH inhibits GSK3, thereby allowing B catenin to accumulate in the cytoplasm. Eventually, B catenin gets translocated to the nucleus, where it interacts with the transcription factor T cell specific transcription factor lymphoid enhancer binding factor, TCF-LIF, to activate target genes. The diffusible antagonists, secreted frizzled related, SFRP, DCOPF, DKK, WNT inhibitory factor, WIF, and Cerberus, SER, can modulate WNT activity by preventing the binding of WNT to its receptors, and plays important roles in axis and cell fate specification, 33-40. Work in the sponge amphimidin has shown polar localization of a WNT ligand, suggesting a role in axial specification, 41. In another species of sponge, Oscarella lobularis, WNT-B catenin signaling has been implicated in adult epithelial patterning and osteoformation, formation, 42. Some components of this pathway are known to be present in trichoplax, 14.31, but their expression patterns and function are not yet known. We recently used next-generation technologies to sequence the genome of the Lobat Ptenophorneomyopsis leedii, in an effort to better understand early animal evolution. In this paper, we look at one particular aspect, the evolution of the canonical WNT signaling pathway. We found a near-complete WNT signaling pathway present, including four WNT ligands. However, part of the destruction complex appears to be incomplete, and many WNT antagonists are not recognizable in the genome. In situ hybridization studies showed that transcripts for all four WNT genes are detected relatively late in development in discrete domains of the developing tentacles and apical organ. Results WNT-B catenin pathway. A preliminary assembly of the genome of the Lobat Ptenophorneomyopsis leedii, totaling 156 megabases in 5,100 scaffolds was generated by the National Institutes of Health, NIH. Intramural sequencing center using 454 and Illumina sequencing techniques, using reciprocal blast searches of the Nemeopsis genome, reverse transcriptase PCR cloning, and subsequent phylogenetic analyses, we identified and isolated nearly all of the essential members of the canonical WNT-B catenin signaling pathway. Table 1. The four non-paralogous WNT genes identified in the Nemeopsis genome were cloned by rapid amplification of PNAENS, RACE, PCR, using mixed-stage embryonic PNA. Phylogenetic analyses including the sequences of WNT genes from representative taxa having fully annotated genomes showed moderately strong support for the 10^4 WNT genes grouping in the WNT6, WNT9 and WNTO families, figure 4a. The fourth WNT gene MLWNTX does not group with any of the recognized WNT families. It should be noted that the 10^4 WNT genes tend to be somewhat more. Pang et al. Evo Devo 2010, 110http://www.evodevajournal.com/content/1/1/10, page 5 of 15, table 1 WNT-B catenin pathway members present in the Nemeopsis leedii genome gene NAMIA, MLE scaffold or accession number, FAM domains, EVALUB, human HIT, -46, NP110388.2, WNT4, WNTO, HM448813, WNT, 7E, WNT6, HM448814, WNT, 5E48, NP6513.1, WNT6, -59, CAA96283.1, WNT13, WNT9, HM448815, WNT, 7E, WNTX, HM448816, WNT, 4E56, NP110388.2, WNT4, B-catenin, HM 448817, ARM 12, 2E109, BAG 70078.1, beta catenin, -67, AAB 65244.1, DSH3, Disheveled, DSH, HM 448818, DIX, PDZ, DEP, 8E, Frizzleda, HM 448819, FZ, Friday 7TM, 2E89, NP 3498.1, Frizzled 7, Frizzled, HM 448820, FZ, Friday 7TM, 5E34, NP 3498.1, Frizzled 7, C, HM 448821, FZ, 9E, TCFD, HM 448822, HMG, 2E51, CAD 97214, TCF4, Pygopus, HM 448823, PhD Zinc Finger, 3E17, CAD 43209.1, Pygo 2, Chibi, HM 448824, 3E6, CAC 07904.1, Chibi 1, SFRP, -20, -24, AAD 41636.1, Frizzled 1, NP 73736.2, Pork Isoa, Porcupine, HM 448825, Transmembrane, 2E, DIXDA, HM 448826, DIX, 9E17, R41626.2, DIXDC1, LRP5/6F, C600800006, Contig20, EGF, 2, LY, EGF, LY, 4, EGF, 5E27, BA3305.1, LRP5, G, -156, GSK3, C606111, Contig2, SER-THR kinase, 4E, APCH, C408602200, Contig1, ARM, 2, 2E17, NP1139628.1, GSK3 beta AAF01784.1, APC2, CK1I, C608300381, Contig1, SER-THR kinase, 3E127, EO61775.1, CK1, -106, CAA56710.1, CK1, C607500101, Contig1, SER-THR kinase, 9E, Tanqurase, C606800096, Contig3, ANC, 10, SAM, PARP, C2, 0.0, NP3738.2, Tanqurase 1, CBPJ, C601400002, Contig7, ZNF, Kix, Bromo, DUF 906, ZNF, 0.0, AAC51770.1, CRED binding protein, Groucho Click, C601900005, Contig5B20, WD40, 6, LVLA, 3, Transmembrane, 4E108, R43247.1, TLE3, Wintless EV, C607350002, Contig1, Lzik Icat, C606200080, Contig2, Transmembrane, 1E, -11, 1E20, BAC 11072.1, Mintless NP 115774, LZIC, A, Provisional Gene Names and Scaffolds of Nemeopsis WNT Pathway Members, along with GenBank accession numbers of those cloned B also listed is the best human blast hit with corresponding E-value CSFRP equals secreted frizzled related, DTCF equals T-cell. Specific transcription factor EDIXD equals DIX domain containing protein FLRP equals lipoprotein receptor related protein GGSK. 3 equals glycogen synthase kinase 3HAPC equals adenomatous polyposis coli CK1 equals casein kinase 1 joule CBP equals CRED binding protein KTLE equals transducin-like enhancer of split. Divergent than other animal genomes, as evidenced by their longer branch lengths in our phylogenies, and this is consistent with previous analyses of Homeobox genes, 29, and Ryan et al., submitted. In addition, except for MLWNT6, the support for the other WNT genes is relatively low. When phylogenetic analyses included additional non-bilaterian taxa, such as Amphimedon, Oscarella and Trichoplax, family-level classification of some Nemeopsis sequences showed variation, perhaps due to artifacts caused by long branch attraction. See additional file 1. The genomic complement of WNT genes varies greatly across the metazoa, however, there are 13 well-supported and described families, with a few orphans, 40.43. The four Nemeopsis WNT genes are comparable in number with Amphimedon and Trichoplax, which both possess 3, whereas Cnidarians and Bilaterians possess nearly the full complement of WNT genes, 35.43. Each Nemeopsis WNT gene has a predicted signal peptide at the 5' end. MLWNTO, MLWNT9 and MLWNTX have the 24 conserved cysteine residues, whereas MLWNT6 has only 22. Comparison of the coding regions with that of genomic data reveals two important intron positions, figure 5a, that are well conserved across all metazone WNT genes analyzed to date, 43. These correspond to introns 3 and 5 in MLWNTO, MLWNT6 and MLWNT9, and to introns 2 and 4 in MLWNTX. In the current assembly, none of the WNT genes are on the same. Pang et al. Evo Devo 2010, 110http://www.evodivajournal.com/content/1/1/10, page 6 of 15. Figure 4 WNT gene orthology. Bayesian analysis to determine orthology of Nemeopsis WNT genes. Shown is a consensus tree of 4 independent runs of 5 million generations each. Posterior probability support is shown at each node, as well as maximum likelihood, phi ML with WAG model, bootstrap support, posterior probability ML bootstrap. Asterisks at each node indicate 99% support. A dash indicates that the node was not supported by maximum likelihood analyses. Nemeopsis WNT genes are shown shaded and marked with arrows. 8 equals Archaeorania tepidarium, BFL equals Branchiostoma floridi, CTE equals Capitella tellita, HSA equals Homo sapiens, MLE equals Nemeopsis leedii, NVE equals Nematostella victensis, PDU equals Platinaris dumerillii, SCO equals Sacoglossus kowalewskii, SPU equals Strongylus centratus purpuratus, TCA equals Tribolium castaneum. Pang et al. Evo Devo 2010, 110http://www.evodivajournal.com/content/1/1/10, page 7 of 15. Figure 5 WNT gene structure and domains of WNT pathway members, A, intron exon structure of the four Nemeopsis WNT transcripts that were cloned. Turquoise shading indicates the coding region and the diagonal lines show the 5 feet and 3 feet untranslated regions. The start ATG is indicated, and the vertical lines represent intron positions. The conserved intron positions are marked with arrows. B. Predicted protein domains present in the other WNT components that were cloned out. Specific domains and other regions of interest are colored and named. Scaffold, so there is no evidence of genomic linkage. MLWNTO is currently on a 182 kilobit scaffold, spanning positions 64,343 to 70,583, with predicted genes 4 kilobits upstream. Highest blast hit was XP00162492251, and 10 kilobits downstream, XP00201810-2. MLWNT9 is on a 283 kilobit scaffold, spanning 131,863 to 139,362, with adjacent genes located 4 kilobits upstream, XP00162089-4-1, and 12 kilobits downstream, XP00275598-9-1. MLWNTX is on a 285 kilobit scaffold, region 26,134 to 12,946, with no genes detected downstream and the closest hit 12 kilobits upstream, ZP03967055. MLWNT6 is currently on a 48 kilobit contig with no other genes predicted, spanning the region 35,863 to 8,886. Extrapolating, the closest possible distance between any two genes is 20 kilobits. Receptors and downstream components of the WNT signaling pathway. In addition to the four WNT ligands, the Nemeopsis genome contains the receptors FZD and LRP5/6, Table 1. We were able to clone and identify two FZD genes, MLFZDO and MLFZDB, both containing the extracellular frizzled cysteine-rich domain, CRD, which binds WNT ligands, and the transmembrane domain, Figure 5b. MLFZDO also has a signal peptide and the intracellular KTXXXW motif, KTASNW, which is thought to bind the PDZ domain of DSH and is therefore required for canonical WNT signaling, 44. MLFZDB does not appear to have the signal peptide or the KTXXXW motif based on cloned race PCR fragments. There was only a single LRP5/6 identified in the genome. For functional canonical WNT signaling, key intracellular components of the pathway are required. In Nemeopsis, there are single genes encoding dishevelled, MLDSH, and B-catenin, MLBCAT. MLDSH contains all three key domains found in dishevelled proteins of other animals, DIX, PDZ and DEP, Figure 5b. The full-length MLBCAT sequence was cloned from a mixed-stage PNAR template. Similar to B-catenin from other metazoans, there is a highly conserved GSK3 phosphorylation site and a conserved N-terminal motif, Figure 5b. Centrally, there are 12 armadillo repeats that are clearly detectable but widely divergent compared with other metazoan sequences. Surprisingly, based on the homology of predicted protein sequences, MLBCAT appears to lack both C-terminal motifs, motifs A and B, which are thought to serve as transactivational domains, 45. When WNT signaling is inactive, the destruction complex, composed of axin, APC and GSK3, binds cytoplasmic B-catenin and targets it for degradation, 32. Although we found a clear GSK3 orthologue, in silico searches found only a partial match to APC, low similarity to armadillo repeat domain and lacking all other domains, and did not find any evidence of axin. It is known that GSK3 can phosphorylate B-catenin without requiring the other members of the complex, 46. We did find that the transcription factor TCF-LEF, MLTCF, the binding partner of stabilized nuclear B-catenin, is required for the activation of downstream target genes. MLTCF contains the B-catenin binding domain at its amino terminus and also contains the SOX-TCF high mobility group domain, which binds DNA, figure 5b. Although we found WNT pathway genes from all parts of the pathway, including ligand modification secretion, receptors and other membrane-associated proteins, and cytoplasmic and nuclear factors, Table 1, see additional File 2. We failed to identify the important antagonists DCOPF, DKK, WNT inhibitory factor, WIF, and Cerberus, SER, which are characteristic of bilaterian WNT signaling. We were able to identify a possible secreted Frizzled-related gene, MLSFRP, that may be involved in regulating WNT signaling. It contains the extracellular Pang et al. Evo Devo 2010, 110http://www.evodevajournal.com/content/1/1/10. Frizzled CRD but not the transmembrane domain, figure 5b. Unlike bilaterian SFRP, MLSFRP lacks a netrin-like, NTR, domain. WNTB catenin expression patterns. We examined the MNR expression patterns of key components of the WNT signaling pathway by whole mount in situ hybridization. All four WNT genes are detected at relatively late stages of development after gastrulation. MLWNT9 is detected the earliest, at about 3 to 4 hours post-fertilization, HPF, in four rows of cells in the arboreal ectoderm derived from micrometers born at the vegetal pole, figure 6a. As development proceeds, these cells form four clusters within the forming tentacle bulb, which appear to approach the arboreal midline and fuse into two groups. Similarly, MLWNTO is expressed in four groups of cells in the anlage of the tentacle aperity, beginning at about 9 HPF, figure 6b. These cells are located below the surface ectoderm and are adjacent to the forming tentacle bulb, in the most lateral regions. In comparison with the MLWNT9+ cells, these are located slightly deeper below the surface and are positioned more towards the distal extremes of the tentacular axis. Whereas MLWNTO and MLWNT9 are primarily expressed in small regions of the tentacle bulb, the other two WNT genes are associated with the apical sensory organ and its surrounding regions. The apical, page 8 of 15, organ is primarily a gravity-sensing organ, 47, although it possibly also acts as a photoreceptor, 48, and it is highly innervated, as evidenced by ultrastructural analysis, 24. MLWNT6 is expressed in the apical organ floor, primarily in a central region along the tentacular plane, figure 6c. There is also faint diffuse expression of MLWNT6 within the tentacle bulb. MLWNTX is expressed in a region surrounding the floor of the apical organ, except for two areas in the pharyngeal plane, where it is excluded, figure 6d. There is also expression in cells of the ciliated groove, the ciliated connection pathway between the gravity-sensing cells of the apical organ, and the locomotory comb rows. To understand to which cells these WNT ligands are signaling, we also looked at the expression patterns of the Frizzled-related genes and other intracellular components, figure 7. MLFZDO is expressed maternally, in cleavage stages, and through gastrulation in a uniform manner, figure 7a. After gastrulation and through cedipid formation, expression becomes concentrated primarily in the pharynx, tentacle bulb, and two ectodermal domains between the comb rows in the sagittal plane. MLFZDB, which lacks the intracellular motif, is initially expressed after gastrulation in the ectoderm, figure 7b. However, later in development, most of the ectodermal expression is downregulated, except in the pharynx, and there is an additional expression domain in the muscle cells that connects the two tentacle Figure 6 WNT gene expression during development. Whole mount in situ hybridization analyses of all WNT genes during development. The timeline at the top depicts hours post-fertilization, HPF. All images are oriented laterally, unless otherwise specified, aboral. For lateral views, the oral pole is at the bottom and aboral pole at the top, with an asterisk, marking the blastopore mouth. For the aboral views, the tentacular plane is horizontal and the sagittal plane vertical. Gene expression is detected colorimetrically and shown by the blue-purple staining. A. MLWNT9 is first detected after gastrulation in four aboral regions of the future tentacle bulb, arrows. After approximately 9 HPF, these four groups of cells converge along the tentacular plane and form two groups of cells within the tentacle bulb. B. MLWNTO is also expressed in four groups of cells of the forming tentacle bulb, slightly more internal than MLWNT9. It remains expressed in these four groups of cells at the periphery of the tentacle bulb. C. MLWNT6 is expressed in both the tentacle bulb and the floor of the apical organ. AO. The tentacular staining is fainter in the sedipid stage, however, the apical organ staining remains prominent. D. MLWNTX is expressed both in the apical organ floor and in the ciliated groove, CG, which is the structure that connects the apical organ to the individual comb rows. Pang et al. Evo Devo 2010, 110 http://www.evodevajournal.com/content/1/1/10, page 9 of 15. Figure 7 expression of WNT pathway components. Whole mount in situ hybridization of other members of the WNT pathway, including A. MLFZDO, B. MLFZDB, C. MLSFRP, D. MLDSH, E. MLBCAT and F. MLTCF. The timeline above the images denotes the different stages of embryos below, from 0-3 hours post-fertilization, if applicable, to 24 HPF or the sedipid stage. Unless noted, all images are lateral views, with the asterisk marking the blastopore or mouth. Blue-purple staining shows where the genes are expressed. A. MLFZDO is detected uniformly from egg, through early cleavage stages and gastrulation. From 9 HPF onward, it is expressed mainly in the tentacle bulb, arrows, and pharynx, PH, B. MLFZDB is not detected until 3-4 HPF in cells of the ectoderm, EC. At 5-6 HPF, it is expressed in the tentacle bulb and around the blastopore, in cells that will invaginate to form the pharynx. Later, it is additionally expressed in the trans-tentacular muscle, white arrow, which connects the two tentacles. C. MLSFRP is expressed in the invaginating pharynx and in the presumptive mesoderm, mes. This mesodermal expression becomes confined to two regions of the tentacle bulb, which becomes barely detectable in the sedipids. The pharyngeal expression is also not detected in sedipid stages. D. MLDSH is expressed uniformly from egg to sedipid stages. E. MLBCAT is first detected after gastrulation, about 4 HPF, in ectodermal cells around the blastopore. This blastoporal expression continues, however, at 6 HPF there is MLBCAT expression everywhere, except in the cells that form the comb plates, arrowheads, F. MLTCF is expressed primarily in the ectoderm after gastrulation but excluded from cells that form the comb plates. At sedipid stages, it is expressed in discrete regions of the apical organ floor, AO, and in the tentacle bulbs, aperitae. The secreted frizzled related gene, MLSFRP, is expressed after gastrulation in the pharynx and also in the mesoderm, which becomes two diffuse regions of the tentacle bulb, figure 7c. By the sedipid stage, only faint tentacle bulb staining can be detected. The key WNT modulator MLDSH is expressed maternally in a uniform pattern and throughout development in almost all cells, figure 7d. By contrast, MLCAT is first detected during midgastrulation, and is localized to the region surrounding the blastopore, figure 7e. However, the blastopore, which corresponds to the animal pole and the future location of the mouth, is already fully formed, and the endodermal macromeres have already been internalized by the time zygotic transcripts are detectable. The cells that express MLCAT remain on the surface, and expression is not seen in endodermal precursors. We are not able to detect any transcripts before this stage by in situ hybridization, however, we cannot rule out that there are low levels of expression or maternally deposited protein present. As development proceeds, MLCAT is expressed almost ubiquitously in both the ectoderm and the endoderm. The only region in which it is not expressed, or is expressed at low levels, is in the cells that form the comb plates. It is possible that this widespread expression is due to the role of B-catenin in cell adhesion. The onset of MLCAT expression occurs earlier than that of all four WNT genes and, in contrast to the expression of MLCAT, which is initially localized to the oral, animal, pole, all four WNT genes are localized primarily to the arboreal, vegetal, pole of the embryo. Finally, the transcription factor MLTCF is expressed after gastrulation diffusely in the ectoderm and more intensely around the blastopore, figure 7f. Similar to MLCAT, it also is not expressed in cells that form the comb plates. Late expression of MLTCF is confined to individual cells of the apical organ and parts of the tentacle bulb. Pang et al. Evo Devo 2010, 110http://www.evodivajournal.com/content/1/1/10. Discussion to date, existing studies have offered only a partial view of a limited number of gene families in tenophores, 25-29.49-51. Using next-generation sequencing, we were able to investigate complete gene families and signaling pathways in the tenophore Nemeopsis leadii. Although results from full genome analyses of gene families are not yet available, we examine in this paper the comprehensiveness of an important developmental signaling pathway, the WNT-B-catenin pathway. To ensure that the genomic searches were complete and that false negatives were minimized, we examined the published 15,752 Nemeopsis ESTs and found that there was a match of approximately 97% to 99% to genomic contigs. Depending on stringency conditions, data not shown, suggesting that our genomic sequencing is fairly complete. Ancestral metazone gene complement. When compared with other animals, Table 2, Nemeopsis appears to have a WNT complement that is more similar to peripherans, 3 genes, and trichoplax, 3, than to cnidarians and bilaterians, 7-20, which have up to 13 distinct WNT family members. This suggests that the expansion of WNT genes occurred after the divergence of tenophores, peripherans and trichoplax, and that this expansion was nearly complete in the cnidarian bilaterian ancestor. However, if trichoplax is the sister group of bilaterians, 10, this would suggest a significant loss of WNT genes in the placozone lineage. The uncertainty of assigning orthology of sponge WNT genes, 42, and to some of the tenophore genes makes it difficult to unequivocally determine the evolutionary history of the WNT gene family. WNT genes have yet to be found in any non-metazone, including chonoflagellates, indicating that these ligands are likely to be specific to metazones. There is not enough phylogenetic information to ascertain the branching order within the WNT family, however, there is moderate support for the groupings of WNT1 and 6, WNT2 and 7, WNT4 and 11, and WNT9 and 10, based on our own analyses, figure 4, and on those performed by others, 40.43, suggesting these families resulted from early duplications. Core components of the WNT pathway are present in all non-bilaterians, table 2, 31, suggesting the existence of functionally active signaling at the base of the animal tree of life. Many genes in the WNT pathway appear to be animal-specific novelties. However, proteins containing armadillo repeats, such as those in B-catenin, are found in all eukaryotes. These proteins have cytoskeletal functions in fungi and protists, and are involved in intracellular signaling in plants. 52. Certain pathway components are also present in organisms such, page 10 of 15, as the slime mold Dictyostelium, which contains a B-catenin-like gene called ArtFuck, a GSK3 homolog and frizzled-like receptors. 53.54. ArtFuck has 10 armadillo repeats, compared with 12 in B-catenin, potential N-terminal GSK3 phosphorylation sites, and no C-terminus motifs. Functional work has shown ArtFuck to have roles in both adherens junctions and cell signaling, in the form of stalk formation, however this is independent of GSK3 activity. 55. All other metazone B-catenin proteins examined to date have the two C-terminus motifs, A and B, that are thought to be transactivational domains, except for Chenorhabditis elegans, which seems to have lost or modified them. 45. Thus, depending on the phylogenetic positions, ctenophores either lost these two motifs or they evolved after the ctenophore divergence. Additionally, Bilaterian B-catenins also have other C-terminal motifs, which appear to be lineage-specific innovations. The lack of certain WNT pathway components in Nemeopsis that are present in other non-bilaterians is an intriguing result. For instance, axin is found in Amphimedon, Trichoplax, Nematostella and bilaterians, but appears to be missing from Nemeopsis, Table 2. Whether this gene appeared after ctenophores diverged from later metazoan lineages or was lost in the Nemeopsis lineage is not yet clear. Likewise, there seems to be a paucity of diffusible antagonists in Nemeopsis, Amphimedon and Trichoplax. Whereas Amphimedon has several SFRP-like genes, 15.31, Nemeopsis has only a single SFRP, however, in both species the netrin domain is lacking. A DKK ortholog has been reported only for the sponge Oscarella carmela, 18, as well as cnidarians and deuterostomes, 56. Trichoplax does not appear to have any of the known antagonists, whereas DKK appears to be relatively ancient and lost in the protostome lineage. WIF is probably a bilaterian novelty and SER is only found in vertebrates. It is likely that antagonists were relatively recent additions to the pathway, providing an extra mechanism to control the activity. Alternatively, there could be additional novel antagonists in Nemeopsis or in the other early lineages, whose identities can only be discovered through functional experiments. Based on the gene content observed in the earlid branching phyla, we can begin to deduce the key steps that led to the complexity observed in the bilaterian WNT signaling pathway. It appears that the core components were present in the metazoan ancestor, including a WNT ligand, frizzled receptor, DSH and B-catenin. Before the cnidarian bilaterian ancestor developed, a series of duplication and divergent events, especially among the WNT genes themselves, led to significant expansion of the components in the pathway. This, Pang et al., Evo Devo 2010, 110http://www.evodevajournal.com/content/1/1/10, page 11 of 15, table 2 WNT B-catenin pathway evolution. Eukaryotia, Nemeopsis, Amphimedon, Trichoplax, Nematostella, Drosophila, Homo, WNT, total, C, plus, 4. Plus, 3, plus, 3, plus, 14, plus, 7, plus, 20, frizzled, plus D, plus, 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 B, E, LRP5/6, plus, 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 disheveled, dash, plus, 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 B-catenin, F, plus, 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 axon, dash, plus, app, dash, asterisk, plus, GSK3H, plus, CK1I, plus, TCFLFJK, dash, plus, Groucho, dash, plus, SFRPL, dash, plus, MN, DKK, dash, plus, WIFO, dash, plus, SERP, dash, plus, refers to non-metazoan eukaryotes, frizzled, including EEL 71080, B. catenin, AAG 17931, CK1, AAD 01192, and GSK3, P 51136 are present in dictyostelium. LRP5 is reported from Aspergillus, CAT 47340. Other taxa include genome scans of Nemeopsis leedii, Ctenophora, Amphimedon queenslandica, Periphera, Trichoplaxid herons, Placozoa, Nematostella victensis, Gnideria, and the Bilaterians Drosophila melanogaster and Homo sapiens B. numbers represent total number of WNT genes, other rows presence. Absence or partial matches C plus sign indicates absence D minus sign indicates presence ELRP equals lipoprotein receptor related protein F asterisk represents partial match GAPC equals adenomatous polyposis coli HGSK 3 equals glycogen synthase kinase 3 ICK 1 equals casein kinase 1 dual TCF equals T cell specific transcription factor KLF equals lymphoid enhancer binding factor LSFRP equals secreted frizzled related MDKK equals Dickopf NDKK has been reported in Oscarella carmela, EB741373. But not in Amphimedon queenslandica O WIF equals WNT inhibitory factor P ser equals Cerberus HER. Expansion, coupled with the origin of the WNT antagonists DKK, WIF and ser was probably the catalyst for the acquisition of additional roles of the pathway. Based on gene content and diversity, our results are incongruent with a sister relationship between cnidarians and ctenophores, that is, the coelenterator hypothesis. Firstly, in our phylogenies the genes of ctenophores do not group closely with those of cnidarians. Moreover, if cnidarians and ctenophores were sister phyla, a tremendous amount of gene loss, including the loss of multiple WNT ligands, axon and DKK, would have been required in the Nemeopsis lineage. These results are consistent with previous analyses of homeobox and nuclear receptor gene families, Ryan et al., submitted, Rietzel et al., submitted, in rejecting the coelenterator hypothesis. Unfortunately, the comparison of WNT signaling components between Nemeopsis, Amphimedon and Trichoplax is not sufficient to identify the relationships between Ctenophora, Periphera and Placozoa. Additionally, it is not known how well Nemeopsis represents the ancestral Ctenophore gene complement, therefore data from other ctenophores would be of great benefit. Expression patterns. In Nemeopsis, all of the WNT genes are expressed at the arboreal, vegetal, pole in a striking pattern that suggests they are playing some role in patterning the body. However, they are expressed at such a late stage in development that many cell fates have already been specified. The expression patterns of the WNT genes in the apical organ and tentacle bulb would suggest they might be involved in neural specification. In cnidarians, it has been suggested that WNT genes expressed in staggered ectodermal and endodermal domains are patterning the oral-arboreal axis in a WNT code, 35.56. By contrast, Most of the WNT genes in Nematostella are primarily expressed at the oral pole, whereas in Nemeopsis, they, Pang et al., Evo Devo 2010, 110http://www.evodavajournal.com/content/1/1/10 are expressed at the aboral pole. In the sponge amphimedon, a WNT gene is expressed at the posterior pole of the swimming larvae 41. A major similarity is that WNT genes appear to be expressed at the posterior pole of most animals, 57.58. Nemeopsis locomotes primarily with the oral end to the front, as do most ptenophores, as this aids in feeding, however, they are capable of moving in both directions. Cnidarians, such as Nematostella, swim in the direction of the aboral end, as this is the location of their apical tuft. The observed WNT expression patterns could suggest that the aboral pole of ptenophores corresponds to the posterior pole of bilaterians. It is difficult to determine whether the WNT-B catenin pathway is functioning early in development based on in situ expression patterns alone. Whereas MLFZDO and MLDSH are both expressed maternally and persist through early cleavage, MLBCAT and the WNT genes are not expressed until after gastrulation. Furthermore, whereas the WNTs are detected primarily at the aboral pole, MLBCAT is initially expressed at the oral, or animal, pole. Either this pathway is not involved in early axis specification or there may be a maternal B-catenin protein that is functioning before onset of zygotic expression. Protein localization, particularly that of B-catenin, would help to determine whether the pathway is involved in axal patterning. However, we have not generated an antibody to B-catenin and have yet to find one that crossreads. Because MLBCAT appears to lack transactivational domains, at least as determined by sequence comparison, further experiments are necessary to determine whether it can actually function as a transcriptional activator. Attempts to activate WNT signaling via GSK3 inhibition, for example, with lithium chloride or allosteropolone treatments, have not produced any obvious phenotype, PANK, personal observation. Functional experiments to knock down gene expression, morpholino antisense oligonucleotides or dominant negative constructs, would provide much needed insight into whether canonical WNT signaling is actually active in the developing embryo. Conclusions: the canonical WNT signaling pathway evolved at the base of the animal tree of life. We searched through the genome of the ptenophore Nemeopsis leedii, and identified most of the components of this well-known developmental signaling pathway. Conspicuously absent from ptenophores is axin, a member of the destruction complex, which is present in all other animals. WNT antagonists also appear to be lacking or scarce in early diverging metazoans, with SFRP present only in ptenophores, sponges and cnidarians, and DKK present only in sponges and cnidarians, with vertebrates possessing. Page 12 of 15. The entire array of WNT antagonists, SFRP, DKK, WIF and SER, WNT genes evolved early in animal evolution, but did not radiate and diversify until the cnidarian bilaterian ancestor. However, it is also not clear if WNT signaling has direct effects on the regulation of gene expression in ptenophores, as key transactivational domains in a downstream target of the WNT pathway, B-catenin, appear to be absent, and pharmacological treatments that lead to the stimulation of B-catenin activity in other metazoans produce no visible phenotype with these. Although most of the canonical WNT pathway components are present, their MNR expression patterns would suggest that this pathway is not involved in early axis specification in Nemeopsis. Both the late expression patterns after the axes have been specified, and the expression of WNT and B-catenin at opposite poles of the embryo suggest that this pathway may not required for fate specification. The rapid development of ptenophores could imply that asymmetric segregation of maternally loaded protein, rather than zygotic gene expression, is responsible for precocious cell fate specification in these embryos. Further genomic, expression and functional analyses are necessary to determine what genes and/or determinants are involved in axis specification in this unique early diverging animal lineage. Moreover, once the Nemeopsis axal patterning system has been deciphered, it will become increasingly important to reach a consensus regarding the branching position of Ctenophora relative to other early branching metazones to place this unique developmental program within a phylogenetic context. Materials and methods: animal collection and gene expression. Nemeopsis leadi adults were collected from Eel Pond or the NOAA Rock Jetty, Woods Hole, MA, USA, during the months of June and July and spawned as previously described. 59. RNA was extracted from embryos at regular intervals from fertilization to 36 hours. Tree reagent, Molecular Research Center, Cincinnati, OH, USA. 59. RNA was reverse transcribed to generate PNA Smart Race PNA Amplification Kit, BD Biosciences, San Jose, CA, USA. This CNA was used as template to isolate the genes of interest. The following genes were isolated and fully sequenced, and are described in this paper: MLWNTO, HM448813, MLWNT6, HM448814, MLWNT9, HM448815, MLWNTX, HM448816, MLBCAT, HM448817, MLDSH, HM448818, MLFZDO, HM448819, MLFZDB, HM448820, MLSFRP, HM448821, and MLTCF, HM448822. Additionally, sequences were isolated for ML Pygopus, HM448823, ML Chibi, HM448824, ML Pork, HM448825, and Modixt, HM448826. Pang et al. Evo Devo 2010, 110http://www.evodevajournal.com/content/1/1/10. For whole mount in situ hybridization, embryos were fixed at various stages from freshly collected uncleved embryos, 0 HPF, to cedipids, 24 to 36 HPF. They were stored in methanol at minus 20 degrees C until used. Digoxygenin labeled riboprobes, 0.1 NGL, Ambien applied biosystems, Austin, TX, USA, were hybridized for 48 hours at 60 degrees C, and detected using an alkaline phosphatase conjugated antibody, Roche Applied Science, Indianapolis, IN, USA, and the calorimetric substrate nitro-blue tetrazolium, NBT, 5-bromo-4-chloro-3-indolylphosphate, BCIP, 59. After detection, specimens were washed with phosphate-buffered saline and transferred through a glycerol series up to 70% glycerol. They were then mounted, viewed under a compound microscope, Zeiss Axioscope II, Jena, Germany, and imaged using a digital imaging system, AxioCam HRC with AxioVision software, Zeiss. Color balance and brightness were adjusted using Photoshop software, Adobe Systems Incorporated, San Jose, CA, USA. The only modification to the in situ protocol was a change in acetic anhydride treatment, treated in 0.1 mol L-trethanolamine rather than 1% WV. For most recently updated protocols, contact the authors. All in situ images presented here and additional developmental stages and/or views are available online via the Comparative Gene Expression Database, CAHICA, http://www.cahicae.com. genome sequencing and searches, Nemeopsis genomic DNA was collected from the self-fertilized spawning of two separate adult animals. One pool of genomic DNA was used to construct a library for 454 sequencing and the other used for Illumina paired end sequencing. The 454 sequencing resulted in 8.1 million reads, 2.7 GB, which were assembled into contigs using the Fusion Assembler 60. The Illumina run resulted in 2.8 million paired end reads, which combined with the 454 data, was used to generate 5,100 scaffolds, scaffold N50 of 187 kb, resulting in a total coverage of 50x. The Nemeopsis genome was scanned in silico for genes of interest using a reciprocal blast approach. Human, frog, Drosophila and Nematostella orthologs were used as queries for TBLASTin searches. Candidate matches were then used in BLASTP searches of the human genome to find the closest hit. If the closest match was not the original ortholog or if the E value was greater than 0.001, then it was coded as being absent from the genome. A gene model was created by scanning the genomic region using GenScan 61. This predicted protein sequence was then searched for conserved FAM domains using SMART 62. For certain genes of interest, gene-specific primers were designed for RACE PCR, MAC vector, CARI, NC, USA. RACE PCR fragments were then conceptually spliced and, page 13 of 15, aligned back to genomic contigs for comparison of exon intron boundaries, using sequencer, gene codes, Ann Arbor, MI, USA. Phylogenetic analyses. The Nemeopsis predicted amino acid sequences were aligned with the sequences of other organisms. The predicted domains or regions of interest were trimmed and aligned using muscle, then corrected by hand for alignment errors. See additional file 3, additional file 4. Bayesian phylogenetic analyses were performed using MR-Bayes 3, 1, 2, 63. Using the mixed amino acid model with four independent runs of 5 million generations each, sampled every 100 generations with four chains. A summary consensus tree was produced in MR-Bayes from the last 49,000 trees of each run, 196,000 trees in total, representing 4,900,000 stationary generations. Posterior probabilities were calculated from this consensus. Maximum likelihood analyses were performed using PhiML, 64, using the WAG model with 1000 bootstraps. Alignments and Nexus files are available upon request. Additional material. Additional file 1, Bayesian consensus tree with sponge sequences. Bayesian consensus tree including sponge and Trichoplax WNT sequences. Nemeopsis genes are marked by arrows and shaded in red, and sponge and Trichoplax sequences are marked by asterisks. Taxa abbreviations are as follows: Aqua equals Amphimedon Queenslandica, 8 equals Archaerania tepidarium, BFL equals Branchiostoma floridii, CTE equals Capitella tellita, HSA equals Homo sapiens, LGI equals Loxia gigantea, MLE equals Nemeopsis leedii, NVE equals Nematostella victensis. PTE equals Archaerania tepidarium, SCO equals Sacoglossus kowalewskii, SPU equals Strongylus centratus purpuratus, TAD equals Trichoplax adherens, TCA equals Tribolium castaneum. Additional file 2, genomic contigs of WNT pathway components. Text file containing genomic contigs of additional WNT components that were identified in silico. Also listed are the GenScan predictions of protein sequences. Additional file 3, alignment used in figure 4. Nexus text file of alignment used for analyses in figure 4. Additional file 4, alignment with additional taxa. Nexus text file of alignment used for analyses in additional file 1. Acknowledgements. This work was supported by an NSF graduate research fellowship to KP, NASA and NSF grants to MQM, and the intramural research program of the National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health. We thank Alice Young, Brian Schmidt, Natalie Gerson, Rachel Legaspi and Betsy Novotny, who were involved with the Nemeopsis genomic sequencing at NISC. This manuscript was greatly improved due to the many discussions and comments from members of the Martindale Lab. Special thanks to William E. Brown and Eric Rotinger for images in Figure 1A, and the embryology course at the Marine Biological Laboratory, Woods Hole, MA, for summer research space. Author details 1 Kualo Marine Laboratory, Pacific Biosciences Research Center, University of Hawaii at Manoa, Honolulu, HI, USA 2 Genome Technology Branch, National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, Bethesda. Pang et al. Evo Devo 2010, 110 http://www.evodevajournal.com/content/1/1/10, page 14 of 15. MD, USA 3 Knee Intramural Sequencing Center, National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, MD, USA. Authors contributions: KP designed the study, performed the genome search and phylogenetics, isolated genes, performed expression analyses, and drafted the manuscript. JFR performed the genome search and phylogenetics. NISC performed sequencing. JCM assembled the Nemeopsis genome. ADB helped to design the study and helped in manuscript preparation. MQM participated in study design and manuscript preparation. All authors read and approve the final manuscript. 14. 15. Competing interests. The authors declare that they have no competing interests. Received. 4 June 2010 accepted. 4 October 2010 published. 4 October 2010 references. 1. Nielsen C., Schaff N., Eby Jacobson D., Cladistic Analyses of the Animal Kingdom, Bile J. Lin Sok 1996, 57, 385-410, 2, Zilzavi J., Mihalka S., Kepka P., Bezdek A., Tietz D., Phylogeny of the Metazoa based on morphological and 18S ribosomal DNA evidence, Cladistics 1998, 14, 249-285, 3. Collins Och, Evaluating Multiple Alternative Hypotheses for the Origin of Bilateria, An Analysis of 18S RNA Molecular Evidence. Proc Nat Acad C. USA 1998, 95, 15458, 15463, 4. Kim J., Kim W., Cunningham C. W., A New Perspective on Lower Metazone Relationships from 18S RNA Sequences. Mol Bile Evel 1999, 16, 423-427, 5. Potter M., Haddock SHD, Sojin ML., Harbison GR., A Molecular Phylogenetic Framework for the Phylum Ctenophora Using 18S RNA Genes. Mol Phylogenet Evel 2001, 21, 218-230, 6. Wahlberg A., Thalesson M., Ferris J.S., John Delius U., The Phylogenetic Position of the Comb Jellies, Ctenophora, and the Importance of Taxonomic Sampling, Cladistics 2004, 20, 558-578, 7. Dunn C.W., Hedgenell A., Mattis D.Q., Pang K., Brown W., Smith S.A., Sever E., Rouse G.W., Obst M., Edgecomb G.D., Sorensen M.V., Haddock SHD, Schmidt Risa A, Akusu A, Christensen RM, Wheeler WC, Martindale MQ, Jeribut G. Broad phylogenomic sampling improves resolution of the animal tree of life. Nature 2008, 452, 745-750, 8. Hedgenell A, Obst M, Stomaticus A, Ott M, Rouse GW, Edgecomb GD, Martinez P., Baguna J., Bailey X., John Delius U., Veens M., Werner E., Muller G., Sever E., Wheeler W.C., Martindale M.Q., Jeribut G., Dunn C.W., Assessing the Root of the Bilaterian Animals with Scalable Phylogenomic Methods, Proc R Soc B 2009, 276, 4261, 4270, 9. Philip H, Darrell R, Lopez P, Pick K, Borkelini C, Bori S. Nald N, Vaislet J, Renard E, Howe Liston E, Queeneck E, Da Silva C, Winica P, Leguiada H, Lees S, Jackson D J, Scriber F, Erpenbeck D, Morgenstern B, Werhei G, Manuel M. Phylogenomics revives traditional views on deep animal relationships. Kerr Biel 2009, 19, 706-712, 10. Pick KS, Philip H, Scriber F, Erpenbeck D, Jackson DJ, Reed P, Veens M, Ailey A, Morgenstern B, Manuel M, Werhei G. Improved taxonomic sampling noticeably affects non-bilaterian relationships. Moll Biel Evel 2010, 27, 1983-7, 11. Shearwater B, Eitel M, Jakob W, Arsigus HJ, Hadries H, Della Porta SL, Colicotrinus SO, De Saul R, concatenated analysis sheds light on early metazoan evolution and fuels a modern ermatozoon hypothesis. Plos Biel 2009, 7E1020, 12. Putnam NH, Srivastava M, Helston U, Dirks B, Chapman J, Salomov A, Terry A, Shapiro H, Lindquist E, Kapitanov VV, Jerka J, Janiklovich G, Grigory VV, Lucas SM, Steele Re, Finity JR, Martindale MQ, Rockler DS. See Anemone Genome Reveals Ancestral Eumetazoan Gene Repertoire and Genomic Organization. Science 2007, 317, 86-84, 13. Chapman Yar, Kirkness EF, Simakov O, Hampson SE, Mitras T, Wienmeyer T, Ratta ET, Balasubramanian PG, Borman J, Busum D, Kiss Bennett K, Fankoch C, Suman N, Sutton GG, Viswanathan LD, Walens B, Goodstein DM, Helston U, Korashima T, Proknik SE, Putnam NH, Shu S, Blumberg B, Dana CE, GL, Kibler DF, Law L, Lingens D, Martinez DE, Peng J, Wig PA, Bertulet B, Gouda C, Nakamura Y, Osbeck S, Watanabe H, Kalchirin K, Hemrich G, Frank A, Augustine R, Fraun S, Hayakoa E, Hayakoa S, Heroes M, Huang J S, Ikea K, Nishimiya Fujisawa C, Ogura A, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, Takahashi T, Steinmetz PRH, Zhang X, Ofsknater R, Eder MK, Gorni AK, Salven Moser W, Heimberg AM, Wheeler BM, Peterson KJ, Botger A, Tiskler P, Wolf A, Gojabori T, Remington Carr, Strasbourg RL, Venter JC, Technor U, Hogmeyer B, Bosch TCG, Holstein TW, Fujisawa T, Bode HR, David CN, Roxa DS, Steele Re, The Dynamic Genome of Hydra, Nature 2010, 464, 592-596, Srivastava M, Begovic E, Chapman J, Putnam NH, Helston U, Korashima T, KUOA, Mitras T, Salomov A, Carpenter ML, Marino MA, Cam K, Grimwood J, Schmutz J, Shapiro H, Grigory VV, Bus LW, Shearwater B, Della Porta SL, Roxa DS, The Trichoplax Genome and the Nature of Placozoans, Nature 2008, 454, 955-960, Srivastava M, Simakov O, Chapman J, Fahey B, Galthier ME, Mitras T, Richards G, Kanako C, Dakar M, Helston U, Lirak C, Putnam NH, Stank M, Adamska M, Darling A, Degnan SM, Oakley TH, Plachetsky DC, Zhey, Adamski M, Corsino A, Cummins SF, Goodstein DM, Harris C, Jackson DJ, Lees SP, Shu S, Woodcraft BJ, Vervort M, Cossack KS, Manning D, Degnan BM, Roxa DS, The Amphimedon Queenslandica Genome and the Evolution of Animal Complexity, Nature 2010, 466, 720-726, Nichols SA, Dirks W, Hirst JS, King N, Early Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling and Adhesion Genes, Proc Nat Akkad CUSA 2006, 103, 12451, 12456, King N, Kirill SB, A Receptor Tyrosine Kinase from Chona Flagellates, Molecular Insights into Early Animal Evolution, Proc Nat Akkad CUSA 2001, 98, 15032, 15037, King N, Westbrook MJ, Young SL, KUOA, Abedin M, Chapman J, Fairclough S, Helston U, Isagay Y, Latunik I, Mar M, Pickus D, Putnam N, Rockus A, Wright KJ, Zuzar R, Dirks W, Good M, Goodstein D, Lemons D, Lee W, Lyons JB, Morris A, Nichols S, Richter DJ, Salimov A, Sequencing JG, Borg P, Lim WA, Manning G, Miller WT, McGinnis W, Shapiro H, Tijian R, Grigory IV, Roxa D, The Genome of the Chona Flagellate Monarsiga Brevicolis and the Origin of Metazones, Nature 2008, 451, 783-788, Reverberi G, Ortolani G, On the Origin of the Ciliated Plates and of the Mesoderm in the Ctenophores, Acta Embryal Morph EXP 1963, 6, 175-190, Martindale MQ, Henry JQ, Intracellular Fate Mapping in a Basal Metzone, the Ctenophore Nemeopsis Leedii, reveals the origins of mesoderm and the existence of indeterminate cell lineages, Dev Bile 1999, 214, 243-257, Henry JQ, Martindale MQ, multiple inductive signals are involved in the development of the Ctenophore Nemeopsis Leedii, Dev Bile 2001, 238, 40-46, Freeman G, The Establishment of the Oral-Aboral Axis in the Ctenophore Embryo, J. Embryal EXP Morph 1977, 42, 237-260, Freeman G, The Role of Cleavage in the Localization of Developmental Potential in the Ctenophore Nemeopsis Leedii, Dev Bile 1976, 49, 143-177, Hernandez-Niquez M.L., Ctenophora, In Microscopic Anatomy of Invertebrates, Placozoa, Periphera, Cnidaria and Ctenophora, edited by Harrison F.W., Westfall Yar, New York, Wiley, 1991, 2, 359-418, Jager M., Queenek E., Chiri R., Leguiada H., Manuel M., Insights into Early Evolution of SOX Genes from Expression Analyses in a Ctenophore, JEXP Zul B. Moldev Evel 2008, 310, 650-667, Yamada A., Martindale MQ, Expression of the Ctenophore Brain Factor 1 Forkhead Gene Ortholog, Tino BF1, Mingar is restricted to the presumptive mouth and feeding apparatus, Implications for Axial Organization in the Metazoa, Dev Genes Evel 2002, 212, 338-348, Yamada A., Martindale MQ, Tochin AS, Surprisingly Complex T-Box Gene Complement in Diploblastic Metazones, Evel Dev 2007, 9, 220-230, Darrell R., Manuel M., Ancient Connection Between NKL Genes and Mesoderm, Insights from TLX Expression in a Ctenophore, Dev Genes Evel 2007, 217, 253-261, Pang K., Martindale MQ, developmental expression of homeobox genes in the Tenofor nemiopsis leadii, dev genes EVL 2008, 218, 307-319, Pires da Silva A., Sommer R. J., The Evolution of Signaling Pathways in Animal Development, Nat Rev Jenner 2003, 439-49, Richards G. S., Degnan B. M., The Dawn of Developmental Signaling in the Metazoa, Cold Spring Ha Simp Quant Bile 2009, 74, 81-90, Logan C. Y., Nuss R., The WNT Signaling Pathway in Development and Disease, Anu Rev Cell Dev Bile 2004, 20, 781-810, Hogmeyer B., Reinch F., Kuhn K., Hapel C. M., Von Law C. C., Snider P., Rothbucher U., Holstein T. W., WNT Signaling Molecules Act in Axis Formation in the Diploblastic Metazone Hydra, Nature 2000, 407, 186-189, Pang et al., Evo Devo 2010, 110 http://, www.evodivajournal.com/content/1/1/1034. Wickramane AKR, Hong M, Li PN, Pang K, Byram CA, Bince JM, Su R, Martindale MQ, An Ancient Role for Nuclear Beta Catenin in the Evolution of Axial Polarity and Germ Layer Segregation, Nature 2003, 426, 446-450, 35, Kusserau A, Pang K, Sturm C, Hrauder M, Lentfer J, Schmidt H A, Technor U, Von Hieseler A, Hogmeyer B, Martindale MQ, Holstein TW, Unexpected Complexity of the WNT Gene Family in a Sea Anemone, Nature 2005, 433, 156-160, 36, Momos T, Darrell R, Howe Liston E, A maternally localized WNT ligand required for axial patterning in the Cnidarian Clitia hemispherica, Development 2008, 135, 2105, 2113, 37, Emil A, Howe Liston E, Three distinct RNA localization mechanisms contribute to oocyte polarity establishment in the Cnidarian Clitia hemispherica, Dev Bile 2009, 327, 191-203, 38, Li PN, Kumbhyogama S, Marlow HQ, Martindale MQ, Wickramane AKR, Asymmetric Developmental Potential Along the Animal-Vegetal Axis in the Anthozoan Cnidarian, Nematostella Victensis, is mediated by Disheveld, Dev Bile 2007, 310, 169-186, 39, T.R., Morlin F., Plickett G., Muller W.A., Frank U., An Evolutionary Conserved Role of WNT Signaling in Stem Cell Fate Decision, Dev Bile 2006, 289, 91-99, 40, Lengfield T, Watanabe H, Simakov O, Lyngens D, G.L., Law L., Schmidt H.A., Osbeck S., Bode H., Holstein T.W., Multiple WNTs are involved in Hydra organizer formation and renarration, Dev Bile 2009, 330, 186-199, 41, Adamska M., Degnan S.M., Green K.M., Adamski M, Craigie A, Lerak C, Degnan B M, WNT and TGF beta expression in the sponge Amphimedon Queenslandica and the origin of metazone embryonic patterning. PLOS 1 2007, 2E1031, 42. Lappi B P, Gazev E, Ireskovsky A, Darrell R, Bazak C, Renard E, Howe Liston E, Borkelini C, WNT beta catenin signaling and epithelial patterning in the homoscleromorph sponge Oscarella. PLOS 1 2009, 4E5823, 43. Cho S J, Vales Y, Gianni VC, Sever EC, We split DA, evolutionary dynamics of the WNT gene family, Alofotrochia's own perspective, Mol Biol Evel 2010, 27, 1645-58, 44, Wang HC, Klein P, the frizzled family, receptors for multiple signal transduction pathways, Genome Biol 2004, 5, 234, 45, Schneider SQ, Finity JR, Martindale MQ, Protein Evolution, Structure of Function Relationships of the Oncogene Beta Catenin in the Evolution of Multicellular Animals, JEXP Zul B Mol Dev Evel 2003, 295B25-44, 46, Yost C, Taurus M, Miller JR, Wang E, Kimmelman D, Moon RT, the axis-inducing activity, stability, and subcellular distribution of catenin is regulated in Xenopus embryos by glycogen synthase kinase 3. Genes Dev 1996, 10, 1443, 1454, 47. TAM SL, Tenophora, in electrical conduction and behavior in simple invertebrates. Edited by Shelton Gabb, Oxford, Clarendon, 1982. 266-358, 48, Horridge GA, presumed photoreceptive cilia in a tenophore, Quart J. Micker C. 1964, 105, 311-317, 49, Martinelli C., Spring J., T. Box and Homeobox genes from the tenophore Pleurobrachia pileus, comparison of brachiae, TBX2/3 and TLX in basal metazones and bilaterians. Feds Let 2005, 579, 5024, 5028, 50. Jager M, Queeneck E, Howliston E, Manuel M, expansion of the SOX gene family predated the emergence of the bilateria. Mol Phylogenet Evel 2006, 39, 468-477, 51, Hoshi Iamadi, Iwab N, Miata T, evolution of the gene families forming the PAX6 regulatory network, isolation of genes from primitive animals and molecular phylogenetic analyses, Febs Let 2007, 581, 1639, 1643, 52, Coates JC, Armadillo repeat proteins, beyond the animal kingdom, Trends Cell Bio 2003, 13, 463-471, 53, Grimson MJ, Coates JC, Reynolds JP, Shipman M, Blanton RL, Harwood AJ, adherens junctions and catenin-mediated cell signaling in a non-metazone organism, Nature 2000, 408, 727-731, 54, Prabhu Y, Ichinger L, the dictyostelium repertoire of 7 transmembrane domain receptors, Euro J Cell Bio 2006, 85, 937-946, 55, Coates J C, Grimson M J, Williams R S B, Bergman W, Blanton R L, Harwood A J, loss of the catenin homolog artifact causes ectopic stalk formation in dictyostelium. Mechdev 2002, 116, 117-127, 56. Lee P. N., Pang K., Mattis D. Q., Martindale M. Q., AWNT of Things to Come, Evolution of WNT Signaling and Polarity in Cnidarians. Semin Cell Dev 2006, 17, 157-167, 57, Yamaguchi TP, heads or tails, WNTS and anterior-posterior patterning, Kerr Biol 2001, 11R713R724, page 15 of 15, 58, Peterson CP, Redeem PW, WNT signaling and the polarity of the primary body axis. Cell 2009, 139, 1056, 1068, 59. Pang K., Martindale MQ., Comb Jellies, Tenophora, a model for basal metazoan evolution and development in emerging model organisms, edited by Crotty D.A., Gan A. Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory Press, 2009, 167-195-60, Mulliken J.C., Ning Z., The Fusion Assembler, Genome Res 2003, 13, 81-90-61, Burge C., Carlin S., Prediction of Complete Gene Structures in Human Genomic DNA, J. Molbile 1997, 268-78-94-62, Latunik I., Doakes T., Borg P., Smart 6, Recent Updates and New Developments, Nucleic Acids Res 2009, 37D 229-232-63, Ronquist F., Hulsenbeck J.P., MR Bayes 3, Bayesian Phylogenetic Inference Under Mixed Models, Bioinformatics 2003, 19, 1572-1574-64, Ginden S., Gaskell O., A Simple, Fast, and Accurate Algorithm to Estimate Large Phylogenies by Maximum Likelihood, SystBile 2003, 52-696-704 doi 10.1186-2041-9139-1-10. Cite this article as, Pang et al., Genomic Insights into WNT Signaling in an Early Diverging Metazone, the Teneforniemiapsis leadii, Evo Devo 2010-110. Submit your next manuscript to BioMed Central and take full advantage of convenient online submission, thorough peer review, no space constraints or color geo charges, immediate publication on acceptance, inclusion in PubMed, CAS, Scopus and Google Scholar research, which is freely available for redistribution. Submit your manuscript at www.biomedcentral.com/submit.